Take a step back in history to the 1500s and the days of Ferdinand Magellan, who is credited with being the first European explorer to reach the Pacific Ocean from the Atlantic. He had a tough time of mutineers, starvation and scurvy, but you can do it far more comfortably on board the Via Australis. You'll sail the Beagle Channel, the Magellan Straits, and around the rough waters of Cape Horn, the southernmost point of South America. Marcelo Gallo is the expedition leader.
If you're going to go on one of these, you are going to visit Fuego Patagonia. Fuego Patagonia is the part of Patagonia that is located from the Magellan Strait to the south, and that includes Tierra del Fuego Island, its archipelagos to the south, and we can say also, of course, the most important, Cape Horn.
So what are you going to see?
Most of all, you will see a wide variety of wildlife. We're talking about birds, coastal birds, seabirds, like albatrosses, petrels, beautiful landscapes, forests of Nothofagus trees, the subantarctic Magellanic forest, glaciers, lots of them, and probably some fantastic storms.
Take me through the trip then. So you start in Ushuaia, then what happens?
You start in Ushuaia, then we go visiting the Cape Horn, see if we can disembark there, if we have the proper weather conditions. We can try to perform a landing over there. Afterwards, we visit a place, a very interesting place, called Vulaya Bay, where we have a lot of history related to the Yamana people, the first inhabitants of this area. Afterwards, we visit Pia Glacier, one beautiful glacier that it's located in the Alberto d'Agostini National Park, a tidewater glacier that means that it touches the ocean. Then we may have the possibility to visit another glacier, Garibaldi, also a tidewater glacier, or if you want, you can disembark in the Garibaldi Fjord and have quite an adventure in an excursion that is physically demanding but very fun. And afterwards, we will visit another glacier, Águila, in a very soft walk, more relaxing. And then we visit Piloto and Nena glaciers in a zodiac ride. And finally, Magdalena Island, where you can visit and observe and actually walk among penguins, Magellanic penguins.
Now, you mentioned quite a lot of glaciers to see. Are they a bit kind of like, if you've seen one, you've seen them all?
No. No, actually, if you've seen one, you want to see another one and then another one and then another one. Glaciers are quite impressive, especially the ones that we visit are very, very impressive. We get to see them very closely, of course, always keeping a safe distance, but anyway, they are very impactful. And each one of them behaves differently. Some of them will be more active, some others will be more calm. But each one of them, I'm pretty sure, will be really, really impactful.
How likely are you to see the kind of wildlife that you've mentioned?
Well, very likely, actually. We observe all of that during our navigation. For example, seabirds, we have constantly albatrosses and southern giant petrels flying next to the ship. We get to see also some wild colonies of white-tinted petrels as well during our trip. And when we disembark, when we land on the different places, we get to observe a lot of coastal birds like aforementioned penguins, Magellanic penguins, kelp geese, upland geese, southern lapwings, cormorants, ducks, different species of ducks, etc.
How accessible is this area? Because it doesn't seem like an awful lot of people live here.
Actually, it's a very inaccessible area. And the only way that you can come here is mostly with us, with Australis. The idea of our company, and of our trip, is for people to have an experience in the solitude of Patagonia, and that they can actually feel the solitude of Patagonia and imagine a little bit how it could have been some years before to live here in the times of the pioneers, when probably more people were actually living in the places that we visit. Today, we visit national parks, we visit natural reserves, and all of these places are visited precisely because of that, because nobody lives there. So we kind of guarantee that when you are there, you are the only ones that will be there.
As we've been sailing around, I actually haven't seen any other boats or ships. Is that usual?
Absolutely. In terms of cruise ships, we are the only company that operates in this area. From time to time in the summer, you may find maybe a fishing boat, maybe another big cruise ship that will just navigate the Beagle Channel especially. From time to time as well, a ferry. But that's it. You won't see lots of other ships in the area.
And what's the best time to visit?
Always our summer. Our summer is between December and February. Days are longer. The weather could be a little more mild, but in Patagonia you never know about it. Actually, in Patagonia we say that we have the four seasons in one day, and it's very likely that that happens any time in the year. And also, if you come here during the summer, you will experience one of the most fantastic things about Patagonia, the wind.
And in general, this area, how well looked after is it?
Well, we have two biosphere reserve sites. We're talking about Cabo de Hornos, Cape Horn, and Torres del Paine National Park, a little further north of Punta Arenas. And during our trek, we visit two national parks, Alberto D'Agostini National Park and Cabo de Hornos or Cape Horn National Park. So the idea is to keep this area as pristine as possible for the future generations and for the people that visit us here.
That's Marcelo Gallo, the expedition leader of the Via Australis. For more information, see australis.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.